We have a great COVID task force that's meeting regularly, and then they report to the board of directors. We've got a doctor and someone from the school district and some members, and just a really good group to kind of look at the big picture. Because we are a hands-on business, and because we have to be really fiscally responsible, we can't just open the doors and lose lots of money every day, because that won't be good for the future of the museum. So they're looking at the whole picture, and I'm really hopeful that we'll see smiling faces and hear skills again this summer. I miss seeing grandparents playing with their grandchildren and moms and dads, you know, being able to put away their phones and just simply play with their children. I miss it all, but I'm confident we'll be back. We did a huge member survey, and we really want to be respectful of what folks out there are feeling as far as safety and concerns about COVID. And when we do open, we'll do it the best way we can. Thank goodness for our over 20 years of generous donors and our volunteers and our staff. They've really gotten us to a place where we could survive this pandemic. And we're really lucky. We're very fortunate. I'm on a national call every week, and I'm on a Wisconsin state call with other directors every week. And it is not the same for every children's museum. We truly are blessed and very fortunate. So yes, of course, you can go to our website and give or get a membership. You can call us. We're in the office, and we'd love to talk.